It's 20 past five. Right, we've got the Herald's mood of the boardroom, and in a word, it's grim. Our business leaders are calling for more bipartisanship when it comes to tax, retirement and the long-term outlook for New Zealand. A big talking point was Trump's tariffs, with CEOs' confidence plummeting in light of the president's aversion to free trade. Roger Partridge is the co-founder and chair of the New Zealand Initiative, and he joins me now. Good morning, Roger. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Francesca.
So if you could describe the mood of the boardroom in one word, what would it be?
Well, I think grim is quite a good word. Troubled. Everybody's aware the economy's struggling, cost of living's high, and the business community's looking for a clear direction from the government and not feeling that they're quite delivering.
There's pretty much unanimous agreement that the economy isn't taking off in the ways that we were promised. What are those key issues holding us back?
Well, one of the big issues is the extent of government spending. That's meant that it's taken longer for interest rates to come down. And with interest rates high, productive activity has not rebounded in the way you'd hope after a recession. I think the government underestimated the extent of the problem they inherited from the last government and underestimated how much pain it was going to take and cause to firms, workers and consumers. Probably should have managed expectations better on how long it was going to take to turn things around.
You've called for bipartisanship on our economic future. What's stopping this progress? Is it the fringe parties?
No, I think New Zealand, it's worth, we're always tempted to think about what divides us politically, yeah. But it's worth thinking a bit about how much we agree on and trying to broaden the scope. When you step back and think about the issues that aren't subject to political flip-flops every time there's an election, we've got bipartisanship on free trade, on an independent foreign policy. We've had bipartisanship and probably still do on the need for a broad-based tax system with a clean GST. We don't have a success of governments tinkering. There's talk of it every now and then of tinkering with our GST, but it's the envy of the world. It's a very efficient tax. We've had cross-party support for more than three decades on treaty settlements and cross-party support on climate change. So there's a lot that unites us, and I think that's a strength of our political system. One of the challenges is to broaden that out. We've had bipartisan support for a prudent fiscal policy and low levels of debt, keeping debt at around 20% of GDP, and that lasted until the pandemic, and then the training wheels came off, the spending constraints came off with both parties.
Roger,
We should think about the important areas where we can agree politically on issues like retirement savings, infrastructure pipeline. There are a whole host of policy areas just crying out for certainty.
A lot of feedback about Trump's tariffs and the impact that's had on confidence. Trump did what he said he was going to do. Should we have been more prepared for the reality of these tariffs?
I think people were misled globally about what Trump term two was going to look like. Trump said an awful lot of things before term one, which he didn't do. And I think people thought he might have been messing with America and the world more than he actually was.
Right.
So we weren't alone in not taking what he said at face value.
There we go. And really quickly, Roger, do you think the Prime Minister will be happy with his ranking?
He won't be happy, no. It's for him, it's definitely work in progress.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time this morning. That was Roger Partridge. It is 24 past five.